big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, my name's Ashley and I upload every single Monday. And today's episode is a little bit of a different one. If you don't know, I am an August 2026 bride. So I get married in like 2 months and I am such a type B person in general. I love the idea of hosting a big wedding and I've loved curating the vibes, you know, pinning pretty pictures on my Pinterest and shopping for bridal looks. But I have loathed actually planning a wedding and talking to vendors and paying for a wedding. To be honest, being a type B person and being a bride just don't mix. So I feel like I've done nothing. And I'm being modest when I say nothing. I know that I do have a lot done, but there's still so much to do. And there's so much going on right now. I have my bachelorette this month. We have our Jack and Jill next month. There's just so many moving parts. So I wanted to do something that would help me move through the last stretch of wedding planning and help me feel back in control of something. When there's a lot going on, I tend to not take the best care of myself because I want to put all of my energy into, well, everything other than myself. So with that being said, I am creating my own 75 hard. It's my 75 hard bridal challenge. It's not technically 75 days until my wedding. I don't get married until August 22nd, but I do have my bachelorette weekend. We also have our Jack and Jill, and I don't see myself sticking to this challenge during that time. Let's be real. I'm not working out or staying sober during my batch. Love that if that's your vibe. Me, on the other hand, I will be on a boat being poured shots directly into my mouth, eating really, really good food, eating all the carbs, eating sugar, eating literally whatever I want as I should. So we're starting early. I've done a variation of 75 hard two separate times and I loved it. I've never stuck to that the strict rules of 75 hard just because I don't think the rules are super realistic. And also, this is supposed to be a very fun, special time in my life. I don't want to restrict myself super hard and make myself miserable or miss out on things just because of this challenge. So this is definitely going to be flexible. Also, just because I'm calling this 75 hard bridal doesn't mean it's just for me or just for brides. Anyone can use this as a guideline to help glow up or help them feel more disciplined or prep them for an event like a wedding or a vacation, or maybe you just want to take better care of yourself and be more intentional. I think this is a very realistic challenge that doesn't promote any harmful diet culture or excessive exercise. I try to be very mindful of that given my past. So if you're looking for a glow up challenge to help prep you for your wedding day, or you just want a little something something to make you feel good and feel healthy, this episode and challenge is for you. So let's get into it. If you don't know what 75 hard is, it's basically a daily challenge that you do for 75 days. And it's supposed to be super strict where you have non-negotiable rules like 2 45-minute workouts a day. And you need to follow a really strict diet with no cheat meals and zero alcohol allowed. And you're also supposed to take a progress picture every day, which I don't like personally. I don't necessarily understand that because my body fluctuates so much throughout the day, but also based on my cycle. Like, my body looks entirely different during my luteal phase than it does my follicular phase, which, by the way, I mapped out my period and I'll be done with my period and in my follicular phase on my wedding day. But anyways, I feel like if I were to take a picture every day, it would just add to my body dysmorphia, if I'm being honest, which don't want to do that. I want to be super careful but also intentional when it comes to my workouts and my diet throughout this challenge because I don't want to restrict too much. I don't want to not enjoy my favorite foods and I don't want to push myself too excessively to work out. Also, I think it's important to note that my goal isn't to lose a ton of weight. I have already had one fitting for my dress, and she's tight. She is a corset, and I am sucked all the way in. The thing about these fittings is I don't think they can add fabric. They can only remove. So normally I wouldn't care about gaining weight, but with it being a corset and it being already so tight, it would be nice to just deblow and have a teeny bit more room so I feel more comfortable. I really don't care though. My biggest goal is making my arms look snatched. My dress is huge, so all you can really see are my arms, so I want them to look good. This episode is sponsored by OG Beauty. If you listen to my ins and outs for the summer episode, you know that I'm really focusing on wearing less makeup and prioritizing skincare. I am definitely still a makeup girl, so I don't want to stop wearing makeup entirely. I just want to wear less, and I want makeup that emphasizes my natural features and makes my skin look glowy, which is why I've been loving my OG Beauty products. I have the three sticks: copper for warmth, rose quartz for flush, opal for glow. I love a stick makeup product because it works so well with my skin. They just glide on and they're super easy to throw in my bag and apply throughout the day. Whether I'm out at the bar and need a little touch up, or I'm at the beach and want to feel a little more confident to take pictures. Most makeup is 80 to 90% pigment and filler. OG Beauty is nearly 90% skincare ingredients like green coffee oil, elderberry extract, cold press jojoba. Every product is made without synthetic fragrance, artificial fillers, or unnecessary additives. So not only am I applying makeup, but I'm doing something good for my skin. I absolutely love OG Beauty. I think their products are staples for the summer. You definitely have to try them out. If you're ready to raise your beauty standards, OG's got you covered. Go to OG.com/TNTC and use code TNTC for 20% off. That's OGEE.com/TNTC and enter code TNTC to get 20% off. Anywho, for my workouts for this challenge, unlike the actual 75 hard, I won't be working out every single day, and I'm not strict on the amount of time spent working out. It's not like 2 45-minute workouts. My goal is to move my body for as long or as little as I want to, and to be at the gym 5 times a week, and out of those 5 days, I'll either be doing ab workouts or butt workouts, and 2 of those 5 days, I'll be adding cardio. Obviously, things get in the way, and there might be a day where I can't make it to the gym. As long as I'm moving my body 5 times a week, I'm satisfied. So that could be going for a walk or doing a dance workout at home. But every day, 7 days of the week, I'll be doing arm workouts. It doesn't have to be this long, you know, hour of arms. It can literally just be 5 minutes. There's so many good bridal arm workouts on TikTok. I also don't want to add a huge amount of muscle to my arms. I just really want to tone my arms. So I'm not going to be using really heavy weights. Like, I have 3-pound weights at home, but they do the job. If you've ever gone to a Pure Bar or like done bar classes, they use light weights and your arms are burning. So don't underestimate a 2-pound or a 3-pound weight. As for my diet, I say diet very loosely because some of you are going to hear my game plan and be like, that's not a diet. Like, you're barely changing up what you're normally eating. And that's true. I'm not restricting that much. Whenever I do challenges like this, I try to be very intentional and mindful and careful when it comes to my relationship with food because I don't want to strain it more than I already have, because I have struggled with an eating disorder and I am not willing to put myself back in that mindset that I used to have when I was restricting. So for you doing this challenge, it might look completely different. You might be in a very strict calorie deficit and cut out a lot of the foods that you typically eat. That's just not what I'm willing to do, and that's totally fine. Everyone's different and everyone has different goals. My goal and my plan with this challenge is to be more intentional with the food that I eat. I want to be eating more whole foods, definitely less fast food, because that is something that Josh and I have been indulging in a lot more than I want to admit, because with our crazy schedules and wedding planning and both being really busy with work, and it's just been really hard to go grocery shopping and cook at home. With that being said, my diet is really only going to be taking place Sunday through Thursday. I'm not doing a full 7 days. And I know with 75 hard, you don't have cheat days, and other diets, it's frowned upon to have cheat days. I'm not looking at Saturday and Sunday as cheat days. I don't want to miss out on this very special time in my life. Like I said, I don't want to go out on a Friday night with my friends and be like, I'm gonna skip out on an espresso martini because I'm doing this challenge and I can't drink alcohol and I can't have added sugar, when this is supposed to be a time for celebration. And I'm doing Sunday through Thursday instead of Monday through Friday because the reality is I don't ever really go out besides Friday and Saturday to see my friends and family. So Sunday through Thursday, I'm going to be eating more whole foods, preferably at home. But if I do go out, I'm just going to still stick to these guidelines, but out at a restaurant. But I'm not going to be eating bread throughout the week because I'm almost positive that I have a gluten intolerance. So I really shouldn't be eating bread in general. But your girl's Italian, so that's not something I'm willing to cut out. But I will limit it. I'm also going to be doing no added sugars throughout the week. So natural sugars are fine. It's just those added refined sugars and also very niche. But I'm going to try to cut out nut products as well because I found whenever I eat peanut butter or I eat almond products, even like almond milk, I get really bad cystic acne, which is just annoying. And I want to take really good care of my face leading up to my wedding. With the original 75 Hard, you can't drink any alcohol. But with my challenge, I'm just not allowed to have alcohol Sunday through Thursday, which if I'm being honest, that's what I usually do anyways. I'm not much of a drinker. I've never been the type of person to just have a casual drink and sit down and have a beer with my friends. Even if I were to have just one drink, it really throws me off and doesn't make me feel good. So I just don't think it's worth it unless we're going out and having a good time. But I do love a glass of white wine with some pasta, and I might be called to have a margarita with tacos, which is fine. But for this challenge, if I'm going to be having those foods throughout the week, I can have them with a glass of water. I don't need alcohol. Speaking of water, I'm going to be doing a gallon of water a day, which I know is a lot for most people. I thought it was too, but when I did 75 Hard, it didn't seem unmanageable for me. It's just four of my 40-ounce Stanleys, and I really liked how drinking a gallon of water made me feel. I really liked how it flushed me out and debloated me and helped my skin overall. So if you're going to be doing this challenge, you don't need to drink a gallon of water. You also don't need to follow the same diet as me. Just pick a diet and pick an amount of water to stick to and do that. I'll also be posting my socials throughout this challenge, just showing how each day is going. So if you want some recipe ideas or you just want to see what I'm eating throughout the day, you can check my Instagram and TikTok. Those will be linked in the show notes. But when I'm recording this right now, I actually just started the challenge today. So I went to the grocery store this morning and bought some food for the next couple days. So this morning for breakfast, I had two eggs and one egg white with sauerkraut and avocado. And then I had a black coffee and I bought some espresso so I can make iced Americanos throughout the week. And then for lunch today, I'm going to be having tuna with gluten-free crackers, cheddar cheese, and grapes. And then for dinner, we're going to have ground beef bowls with sweet potatoes, sauerkraut, lettuce, kind of like a taco bowl, just a healthier version of that. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be having the same breakfast, leftovers for lunch. And then for dinner, Josh is going to grill us some chicken kebabs. So I got chicken, I got zucchini, I got squash, some bell peppers, and mushrooms. Like, eating healthy doesn't have to be a very hard thing. It doesn't have to feel like a chore. It's just figuring out what to eat, finding recipes that you actually enjoy. That's the hardest part because when I'm exhausted and I don't know what to cook and I don't want to go to the grocery store, that's when I feel inclined to eat unhealthy and get fast food. So being intentional and planning out what I want to eat, not necessarily meal prepping, because I'm one of those people that can't eat the same thing multiple nights in a row. After the second day, I'm over it. So not meal prepping, but just having a game plan of what you're going to eat throughout the week and having a menu, I think is really helpful. Now for my beauty regimen for this challenge, I'm really focusing on my hair, skin, and debloating. Every day, I'm going to be taking my supplements. I'm currently taking Biologica, which I've talked about before. They have different formulas, but I have the comprehensive daily formula for women in their 20s to 40s. And I wrote this down. I want to make sure I get this right. And Biologica has vitamin A, C, D, E, K, and B complex. It has calcium, chromium, iron, and magnesium. It has saffron, chaseberry, and pomegranate botanicals. And then it has sodium and potassium in it, as well as probiotics. And it's supposed to help support your energy, your skin, your digestive system, PMS management, and balance your mood. And I like taking this instead of a bunch of vitamins because I'm more likely to actually take them than if I were to have to remember a bunch of separate vitamins. And it's also a powder. You put it in your drink, so you drink it. And it actually tastes so freaking good. It's cranberry lemonade flavored, and it tastes like you're just drinking a refresher. So it's actually so yummy. I have that to start my morning. Before I have my morning coffee, I make that and I drink that. I also reordered Nutrafol. So I'll be taking Nutrafol daily once that comes in. So I won't be doing that for a full 75 days unless it comes in like now. But I've spoken about Nutrafol a bunch on here as well. I've worked with Nutrafol. I love Nutrafol. Nutrafol is basically a supplement that helps support your hair. It strengthens your hair. It helps with shedding. And I have a lot of hair, but it's very fine and thin. And I've always been very insecure about my hairline, especially on my right side. When I have my hair up like in a slick back, or for example, my wedding, where it's not going to be a slick back, but it's going to be pulled back, it emphasizes my bald spot. And excuse me, but I just don't want to be standing up there saying I do, and my wedding guest being like, wow, she's bald, and she's torturing people who have hair. I just want my hair to look as full and voluptuous as it possibly can. Typically, you see results in 3 months. So we have 2 months, but I think taking it now is better than not taking it at all. So once that comes in, I'll start with that. I'm also going to be doing hair oiling and doing a mask at least once a week, but I want to do that 2 times a week. I usually would do that on a Sunday. I'll marinate in it throughout the day and then wash my hair at night. So that way Monday, my hair is good to go for the week. I also love doing a self-care night Thursday night. So I'll probably do that Thursdays and Sundays. I'm not sure which hair oil I'm going to use yet, but for a hair mask, I'm using Amika's. That's the one I always use, and it just smells so good, and it always makes my hair feel super soft. So I'm going to use that, but once I decide on the hair oil, I'll update you on what I'm using. This episode is sponsored by Aura Frames. Every Father's Day, I try my best to get my dad the best gift. I always want to outdo my brothers. So this year, I've been thinking really hard about what I can get him, and I want to make it super special and sentimental because I think that's the best kind of gift, especially because my dad's a Cancer, so I want to tap into his emotional side. For this year's gift, I landed on Aura Frames. Aura Frames is a digital picture frame that allows you to instantly display photos and short videos from your smartphone. You can add as many photos and videos as you want, and gifting Aura Frames is easy. You can customize and add the photos without even opening the box, and you can add a message for your special someone before it arrives. For my dad, I chose photos from really special moments, vacations, weddings, birthdays, just my favorite moments with my dad, and photos of my dad from when he was young and memories that I'm not a part of, but I love to hear stories from those times. I love giving gifts like this because you kind of forget some memories until you see a photo or a video, and I want him to remember all the good times and know that those moments were important to me as well. Named number one by Wirecutter, you can save now by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $35 off their best-selling Carver matte frame with code TNTC. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code TNTC. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. And then for debloating, I'm going to gua sha my face daily. And this is one of those things where it's such an easy thing to incorporate into your daily routine. And I always say I'm gonna do it, and then I just don't do it. But I've seen people keep up with it, and I see a difference in their jawline. And that's all I could ask for. Again, I just want to be up there saying I do. And I want my guests to be like, wow, her jawline is incredible. Wow, she's really snatched. I want them to be like, wow. Like, how'd she do that? Did she get some type of procedure? No, gua sha, baby. Like, I just want to be very consistent with it. So I'll probably do that, I don't know, every morning or every night whenever I do my skincare. And then at least once a week, I want to do a lymphatic drainage massage, probably on Sundays. I'm going to do this at home, but I think closer to my wedding, I'll probably go to a professional, go to a med spa. Ever since I was little, I've always had really, really swollen lymph nodes to the point where I've gone to the doctor multiple times being like, is this normal? Like, why is there a golf ball behind my ear? Why is there a giant rock in my armpit? And I go to the doctor and they're like, oh, it's just your lymph nodes. You're fine. I'm like, am I? I don't think this is normal. So not sure what's good with that, but I just get very swollen lymph nodes, especially in my armpits. So I want to make sure that I'm taking care of that because I feel like if I don't and I don't massage my armpits, which is such a weird thing to say, I feel like my dress might emphasize them. And I don't necessarily love that. And again, like I said, my dress is very tight. So anything that I can do to de-bloat, to make myself feel a little more comfortable in my dress, I'm going to do it. And then lastly for this challenge, I'm going to be crossing off at least one thing daily that is wedding related off my to-do list. With the typical 75 hard challenge, you're supposed to read a certain amount of pages from a self-improvement book daily, which I love, but I don't think that's going to help me with wedding prep. So I'd rather do something that's actually going to make this process easier. And like I said, I am very type B. So if I don't do this, I feel like I won't get anything done. At least doing one thing a day makes me feel more in control and helps keep me from procrastinating. Some days I might have to email a vendor or pay a vendor. I might buy decor for the wedding or work on a DIY project. I still have to mail out my invites, which I know we're so late, but we've had so many issues with stamps that I had to order more, and now I'm waiting on the stamp that says non-machinable, which I guess tells the post office to not run the invite through the machine. Otherwise, if they did that, it might tear the seal off. So once that comes in, I can finally send those out. Other things might be going to a dress fitting or going to my Invisalign appointment, because I did do that for my wedding, hopping on a call with my coordinator. There is so much to do that I know I can find at least one thing every day. So if you're doing this challenge and you're not getting married, you can swap this out with a generic list of things that you have to get done. Make a to-do list of things that you've been slacking on or things that you'd like to do that would help you feel more put together or would make your life easier. The goal of this challenge is just to take better care of myself, feel my very best, and get ready for this wedding. I still can't believe it's almost here. It actually makes me want to throw up thinking about it. Not because I don't want to get married. I do. If it were up to me, we would have eloped a while ago, but Josh's family is huge. So he wanted to do the full thing and invite literally everyone he knows. I love a party. Don't get me wrong. I love a party. I'm so excited. I just get really anxious thinking about being in control of the party and the attention being on me. And I know it's about both of us, but it just scares me knowing everyone's taking the time to come for us. And I think especially with social media, there's so many high expectations of weddings that I just want it to be perfect. And I know it won't be. Like, let's be so for real. So many things will probably go wrong. So I know that I should just chill out, but I've never been chill in my life. So I know once the day comes and we get to the reception, I'll be having so much fun and not care about what the linens look like or what the welcome sign looks like. But right now, that's what my attention is on. My attention's on those little details. But that's why we're doing this challenge, to make sure I don't neglect myself and also to get things moving with this wedding. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you liked hearing about this challenge, whether you're getting married or you're just looking for a little glow up challenge. Again, I will be posting more about this on my TikTok and my Instagram. If you just want to see what my day-to-day looks like while doing this challenge, you can follow me at Ashley Corbo and at Ashley C. Corbo on TikTok. And then my podcast socials are Trying Not to Care Podcast, I think, on both. I'll have them linked in the show notes. Let me know what you think of this challenge. Let me know if you're doing it or you're doing some type of variation of 75 hard. You can let me know in the Spotify comments, or you can let me know on Instagram. But that is everything for today's episode. If you have not already, make sure to rate Trying Not to Care on Spotify and Apple. It helps me out so much and I appreciate it so much. And make sure to hit the little bell to be notified whenever I post, even though I post every Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern time. That is everything. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today and clicking on this episode. I will talk to you next Monday. Bye.